us, but also how to get, you know, signed up, connected for, you know, this particular event. I know groups locally like Pause and Citizen Action, Share, or will be mobilizing locally. But how can people find out more information?
So where folks can go to register online is bit.ly/March 8th Albany. So that's March 8th, the number 8, Albany.
And thank you very much. New York Renews is the overall coordinating group for this day, March 8th. And we've been talking to Victor Davila with the Point CDC. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC, ACRA, Hudson, Catskill.
Monday, February 22nd, you'll hear all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM, including at 9 a.m. on the WGXC Morning Show. We'll hear from Victor Davalia, part of the climate coalition New York Renews, that are holding a major rally at the state capitol to urge lawmakers in New York State to do something about the climate soon. At 10 a.m., it's time for the Afrosonic Taxi Show. Tracks today from Salif Keita, Uma Sangria, and Dijak Monya, among others. Then at 11 a.m., Brendan Donegan is playing favorites with Lou Reed and John Cale live from the WGXC Hudson studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. At noon, after the local news, it's time for the Deep Three show, today with works from Marilyn Crispell, Reese Chatham, and Christoph Mikzak, among others. The Vital Weekly show at 2 p.m. features brand new music from around the world, including tracks today from Asmus Tichins, Illusion of Safety, and the Rodrigo Motion Trio. At 3 p.m., Marja Adi and Soft Tissue are the featured artists on the Radiophrenia Redux program. Then, Kieran Riley is live from Housatonic in Western Massachusetts, hosting the WGXC Afternoon Show. And then we have more live programming at 8 p.m. J.D. Eisman is live from the WGXC Acre Studio with The Spell, with all sorts of futuristic soul, cosmic-leaning role, lost classics, and more. And then at 10 p.m., from the Worthy Soundworks in Catskill, Carmen Borgia and Nancy Giles host The Mosquito, a live variety show featuring stand-up comedy, music, discussion, and more on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
If only it was so simple.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bow Bye Books, Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, listener supported radio for open ears. I am Georgia, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
And today, Jada is joining us, or AJ. She's joining us, but right now she's having trouble with her audio and she can't talk.
We can't hear her.
Yeah.
And so neither can you.
Yeah, we can't hear her, but just know she's there and she'll hear everything we say. Yeah.
She's listening. Mm-hmm. But we're here every week talking about books. And listening to people talk about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish books. Things. Wait, did I just say Blair things? Bookish things, not boogish things.
Boogish.
Boogie down. And in your face, AJ. I got the bookish things and not you. Ha!
Poor Jada. Can't hear her today. Hopefully she will magically figure it out. We were at a loss. We did some troubleshooting, but troubleshooting doesn't always solve everything. But she did ask us to report that she likes the book Heidi because the main character is spunky. I don't think I've ever read Heidi. I don't know the story that well. I remember when I was a kid, my sister was in a theater production of it, but I was really little, so I don't remember the play at all. But I remember the idea of like being there at the rehearsal space and everybody was in these cool costumes and I was jealous.
Maybe sometime, I know this is completely unrelated, but I just randomly thought of this. This is how my mind works. Maybe sometime we should do an ASMR episode where we just like talk about books in whispers like this, like they do on videos, while playing with stuff like slime and beads that will make Sass mine.
I think it's better when we can hear you though. But I don't know, maybe you should record a show and submit it to WGXC and maybe they'll play it. That could be cool.
Mm-hmm. Me?
Oh yeah.
They probably won't let, they won't do that.
Why? They like the weird stuff on WGXC.
Well, it wouldn't be an ASMR show. I want to have a YouTube channel, but I'm not allowed to. But it'd be like me giving crafting tutorials and talking and droning on and on about Keith Haring and Frida Kahlo and Monet and how overrated the Mona Lisa is and on and on and on and on. And yeah, I mostly just drone on about art. Oh, AJ says, tell them how they can join Bound by Books. So we're always looking for new people. So if you want to join, just contact
me.
Yeah.
You can contact me, Emily, at the library. You can call us by phone, 518-828-1792, or you can send an email to either info@hudsonarealibrary.org, or you could email youth@hudsonarealibrary.org. That would get to Tracy, but she'd connect us. And
that's our friend
Tracy. Or you can stop by. Yeah, our good friend Tracy, our program director here at the library, who has been on Bound by Books a couple times. Yeah, whenever I go away, she'll fill in for me. And then I get to like get it all ready for the air. And I'm always like, wow, they sound really great. Yay.
You still sound good.
Oh, thanks. But anyways, maybe we should talk about some books. Do you have a book you wanted to talk about?
If I had my own radio show, I'd just drone on and on. It'd probably be called Welcome to Art. And it'd just be me talking and lecturing and droning on and on. Well, less like droning and more like lecturing about famous paintings and Monet and Keith Haring and Frida Kahlo and their stories and their art and what inspired them and why people like the Mona Lisa so much and why I think it's so overrated and how it happened, how it created.
Do you have a favorite artist?
I like Keith Haring and Frida Kahlo.
Cool.
And I like them equally, especially probably Frida Kahlo is my favorite. Second is Keith Haring. And then third is Monet. Very different artists, but I like all of them. Yeah, and then fourth is Georgia O'Keeffe. I feel like the Mona Lisa is sort of overrated. I just feel like there are such better pieces of art there while people just gather and clamor over one painting of a woman.
It's very small, too. I saw it in person once when I was a teenager. And I thought it was going to be a lot bigger because it's this painting that everybody talks about and it's like, you know, classic. And it was so tiny.
How big?
I'd have to look up the exact dimensions, but my memory is that it was very small. I thought it was going to be a large painting. And then there was like a massive crowd around it, so you couldn't even really get close to it.
But. So speaking of art, mm-hmm. I will share my book because it's related to art.
Is it? It's have called, art in it?
Right on, Emily. It's called All the Grays on Green Street. It's by Laura Tucker, and the illustrations are by Kelly Murphy. It's really good. This is probably my new second favorite book. Tangled Up in Luck is still my favorite, but this is second. I'll read the description. A mystery in the big city. 12-year-old Olympia is an artist, just like her parents. Her dad and his business partner, Apollo, restore antique paintings, while her mother creates intricate sculptures. Most days, Ollie is free to roam the streets of New York with her best friends, Richard and Alex, drawing anything that catches her eye. That is, until everything starts to fall apart. Ollie's dad disappears in the middle of the night, leaving only a cryptic note with instructions to destroy it. Her mom has gone to bed, and she's not getting up. Apollo is hiding something, and strangest of all, Strangest of all, someone keeps looking for a missing piece of art. Olympia knows her dad's the key, but first she has to find him, and time is running out. So this, it's set in New York City in 1981. It is published in 2019, set in 1981, and this is a middle grade novel.
What made you like it so much? Like, what makes it one of your favorite books of all time?
I loved the element of mystery and just the depth of all the characters, and I just really liked it.
You have a favorite character?
Ollie, aka Olympia.
And why do you like them?
I like her because she's an artist and she's really good at drawing, and she's in a really difficult situation because her mom won't get out of bed and is smoking and taking tab, and her dad is off somewhere else, and all that's left is Apollo, and so she's very close with Apollo. I really like Apollo. He's also my second favorite. And then also Richard and Alex are fun, especially like Richard.
Are there any books that you've read before that are similar to this one in sort of feel or style that or story that you think somebody that likes another book might like this one too?
Well, there is one that I read that reminded me of the beginning of this, but I think that I never finished it and I completely forgot the name of what it was. I read it a few years ago, so I don't remember anything.
Oh. Oh, well.
So, sorry.
But highly suggested.
Good luck with that. And also, listeners, good luck with finding that book.
The mystery book. That'd be impressive if someone figured it out. Mm-hmm. They should be a detective if they did.
Yeah, like government level detective.
Well, I could talk about a book, and this is called Borders. It's a graphic novel. I would say it's a middle grade graphic novel. It's by Thomas King with illustrations by Natasha Donovan, who I've read some other books by her. I don't think I've ever read anything by Thomas King before, but I've read both a picture book and a graphic novel that was illustrated by this artist, and I really like her artwork. And it's an interesting story. It has a couple of shifts in time, but mostly centers around an attempted trip to visit a family member, and then there's some flashback memories to a different time. But a boy and his mother are trying to go visit his sister in Salt Lake City, and they live across the border in Canada. So I also thought that was interesting. When you get a book called Borders, I feel like so much of the books that we read that have to do with borders have to do with the Mexican and US border, and this one has to do with the American and Canadian border. So what happens is the son and the mother are going to visit the sister in Salt Lake City and are very excited for their trip. They get to the Canadian border trying to go to the US, and they ask what their citizenship is. And she says Blackfoot, because that is their tribal membership. And they keep saying, but are you American or are you Canadian? And she just keeps insisting that they're Blackfoot and refuses to claim citizenship to Canada or the US. And so they get stuck sort of between these two borders and are just going back and forth, trying to like go one way or the other for quite some time.
Is this a graphic novel or novel? I forget.
It's a graphic novel. So it covers their time kind of stuck between the two borders, where border patrols on both sides are trying to get them to claim their citizenship as either American or Canadian. And the mom is like, nope, Blackfoot. And so I thought it was an interesting book, both because it features a different border than I think we're often used to reading about, but also that it has a different view on borders in general. And actually, like in the dedications, Thomas King writes, for the Blackfoot who understand that the border is the figment of someone else's imagination. I liked that. Yeah. So very interesting book. I won't tell you if or how they get to Salt Lake City, but worth checking out.
What style is that in? Can I see the pictures?
Sure. It is full color, and it's got a mix of panel styles. So sometimes there's, classic several, you know, panels on a page, and sometimes there's like a full page illustration. So it kind of changes up a little bit.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They have an and
I
Libby.
Like, I don't know. So the trick also with Libby, it depends on which library card you're using. Because Libby, so for our listeners who might not know, Libby is an app for accessing ebooks through your library card. If you have our library card, you also have access to Hoopla, which is a different app and different system. But with Libby, they don't have every single book, and libraries actually buy the books that get included in there. So
wait, I'm going to check right now. I think that I have Katie the Cat Sitter. Either it's ready to borrow or it's borrowed. I was having bad internet when I tried to borrow it. Oh, right there. Borrow. Okay, yeah, because it is so highly recommended from you. So I thought that I'd borrow it.
And I looked up Borders is available on Libby with your Mid-Hudson Library System card. So hooray.
It is?
Yeah, so you could borrow it. So are you starting Katie the Cat Sitter with the first book in the series?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. So you get to read. You can read two because the second one just came out this week.
Really? And you didn't talk about it on the show?
Well, I sort of did. I mentioned that it was coming out, but I didn't want to spoil the first book by talking about the second book. So what? I kept it pretty simple. But I like that series a lot. I hope there are more books to come.
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice. I mean, I don't really know. It'd just be nice if I end up liking it.
I think you will.
I think that you know me pretty well by now, at least my taste in books.
Yeah.
You at least know my taste in books pretty well by now, so I trust you.
I think you'll like it, because I think most people would like Katie the Cat Sitter, but I think it's got a nice balance of, like, some sort of, like, serious or, like, not serious, but sort of relatable issues mixed with humor and adventure and mystery, and like, so I feel like it's a nice balance of all those different things. And I feel like there have been some other graphic novels that you've enjoyed that similarly have those various elements to them, and I think the artistic style you'll like too. So check it out, Katie the Cat Sitter and Borders by Thomas King. And Jada wants us to know that she just realized that we are really bound by books, because when we go off topic, it started with a book.
Yeah.
We try to keep it focused. That's right. But yep. Every once in a while, we get off topic.
Every once in a while. You're funny, Emily.
Yeah. Well, before we go for the day, I want to wish Georgia a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, wait, I just realized. My show will air, not my show, the show will air the day of my birthday.
Because
my birthday is Friday. And we are recording this on Wednesday, but this will really come to you on a Friday.
Unless you listen on Sunday or listen on a podcast. But either way, nobody else will hear this until Georgia has had a birthday.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. So how old are you turning as people are listening to this?
11.
Yay.
Going into a chrysalis. I have to morph 11-year-old. And anyways, it's not my metamorphosis day yet. So
what's your metamorphosis day?
My birthday.
Oh, you mean because it's Wednesday.
11-year-old. And that'll come out looking the exact same. Yay.
You actually do look different. Our radio listeners can't see, but Georgia got a haircut, so technically you do look different.
And now I'm wearing my glasses. I went from really long hair to now I have a long bob. Not a super long bob, just a regular bob. And now I'm wearing my glasses again. I pretty much look exactly how I did in third grade.
Except a little taller. But you can't really tell when you're sitting.
Yeah. Only a few inches taller.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have a really lovely birthday. And I hope you get some books.
I sure hope I will. Hope. Yeah, I hope. Also, Happy birthday, Olivia Rodrigo. Hers is the 19th. I'm a huge Olivia Rodrigo fan, so.
Yeah.
It just happens to have her birthday the day after mine. And it's so funny. This year she's turning 19 on the 19th.
Ah, so that's cool.
Turn 18, I'll be turning 18 on the 18th. Though, sadly, once you get to, like, 32, you're too old for turning the year.
Yeah, it's all downhill from there. Well, if you're born in February, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Because of leap year and being the short month. Sorry to those born on February 29th.
Yeah. How often do you celebrate your birthday? Do you celebrate it on March 1st?
I don't know. I have one of my aunts was a leap year baby, but I don't know how she handles that.
Like, do you just do it on March 1st or?
Maybe you get to celebrate both days, like the 28th to the 1st.
That sounds good. Party all day. No, party all week. Party all month. Party all year until your next birthday. And then you restart the party.
Yep, your long party.
That my sister likes, my sister's four. There's this one villain called Eileen, and she's this little girl who says every day is her birthday, and she asks for things, and she says, mine, oh, pretty, pretty, please. And then if she doesn't get what she wants, she turns into a huge green monster that's, don't worry, this is animated and PBS Kids, it's not graphic.
Yeah, I was wondering what it was.
She just has green skin, and she's as big as a six-story apartment, and she stomps everything down and says, I want it mine! I like how they
have like a real
younger kids are like that, so it encourages kids not to be that way, or else they'll be like, Eileen, dun dun dun! No offense to people whose names are Eileen. That is a perfectly good name.
True.
Just Eileen from that show is not good. By the way, it's a really good show. Even I like it, and I'm 6 years older than her. It's called Word Girl. It's from PBS Kids. Word up, it's Word Girl. Ding, ding, oh yeah. Da, 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 da,
da. What makes her Word Girl?
So pretty much it's this girl named Becky Botsford, and her family doesn't know, but actually she's a superhero named Word Girl. She can fly and do pretty much everything that a normal superhero could do. Plus, she's pretty much like a living dictionary. So she can be like, if someone's like, you're so not awesome. She's like, not awesome. You could say ordinary, regular, cool. I'm not cool. Ordinary, regular. And she just gives a bunch of words. So it's also educational.
Sounds totally like a fun program.
It is actually educational, but don't let that off put you. It's actually still really good. So even if you don't like education, you should watch it.
Because I love education. I like learning new things.
So I assume.
Life is better when you learn things.
Yes. Also, I've known you for over a year now. So. It's
been a good year and a month.
And a day.
And a day.
And a minute. And a second. And a millisecond. And a second.
That's right.
You can't see me right now, listeners, but right now I'm doing a ultimate headbutting dance.
Well, on that note, while Georgia rocks out, we're going to say goodbye to all of the radio listeners and to Jada, who's still listening in, even though we can't hear her. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books.
More books.
In the meantime,
happy reading, people.
Bye.
Broke up a month ago. Your friends are mine, you know. I know you've moved on, found someone new. One more girl who brings out the better in you. And I thought my heart was detached from all the sunlight of our Find someone great, but don't find no one better. I hope you're happy.